From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Libya's warring factions agree to create a unity government. Political chaos and factional fighting has engulfed that country since the overthrow of its dictator, Muammar Gaddafi, in 2011. It remains unclear whether the agreement will draw wide enough support to end the fighting. There is no immediate reaction from the country's two rival legislatures. After being released from Iran as part of a prisoner exchange, a group of Americans got to meet Monday with family and supporters. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian met with senior editors from his newspaper at the German hospital where he is recovering. Former U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati met with family members, his congressman, and press. He said Iranians did not expect the U.S. government to try so hard to get him released.
Even the Iranian officials who were our captors essentially were amazed and had asked us, why is it that they're, you know, working so hard for you? And I just said, well, that's America, and they love their citizens. And even the other Iranian prisoners were really moved.
American pastor Saeed Abedini is also undergoing treatment at a hospital, a fourth American. Not much is known about him or even why he was in Iran in the first place. The humanitarian organization Doctors Without Borders has denounced Europe's migration policy of deterrence. They call the policy a catastrophic failure that has endangered asylum seekers and created more business for smugglers. Doctors Without Borders Tuesday issued a report titled Obstacle Course to Europe. The U.S. Supreme Court announced Tuesday it will hear a case challenging President Barack Obama's plan to protect more than 4 million undocumented immigrants from deportation. This is VOA News.